Time now is 6 minutes past the hour, 7 o'clock on this stunning Thursday evening. This is Power Business with myself and Nhlanhla Sume, standing in for Nosipho Radebe this evening. She returns to keep you company tomorrow for the Express edition and Human Rights Day edition of Power Business. But today we are joined by Musa Malwandla, who is the Co-Chief Investment Officer at Differential Capital, to explore the rapid transformation that artificial intelligence, or AI, is bringing to the customer service landscape and beyond. From advanced chatbots and automation reshaping interactions with consumers, to the broader impact on industries like digital advertising and software development, one would say that AI is paving the way for new opportunities and challenges. Musa, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thanks, Nhlanhla, and good evening to your listeners.
So AI arguably is revolutionizing customer service, but there are concerns about job displacement, especially for customer service representatives. How do you see this shift affecting the job market in the near future?
Sure. So there was actually an interesting study on this, so several studies. So how we looked at it is that, so the first study looked at about 1,000 professions or different jobs, and how they were looking at it is at a task level. So each job consists of tasks that people do, and what they were interested in is figuring out which ones AI, particularly generative AI, the large language models and so on, have the ability to replace, right? Now, they did that analysis and ranked sort of the areas that were most likely to be impacted, and a few years after this, so about a year after that, this is now February 2025, a study was done looking at what has actually happened in terms of the use cases for AI. And there was amazing alignment. So in other words, the usage patterns we are seeing are mirroring what we would have expected from a theoretical perspective, right? So now looking specifically at customer services, that was actually one of the areas that was highest or higher on the rankings, with some being very high and some being very low in terms of potential for impact. In particular, jobs like telemarketing, you know those kinds of customer services that are just relaying of information, those are the most likely to be displaced, whereas there are those that are far at the bottom. So things like, if you go to a branch, you still expect, somebody to speak to you about things. So it definitely depends. Now, there are risks around this place, around customer service. So there's a good example here with Air Canada. This was about a year ago,
right,
where they deployed a chatbot, and the chatbot started to interact with customers. But in one case, it offered a deal that was actually not supposed to be offered. Mm. But the company had to make good on that deal because it's actually legal tender. They had to. So there are some risks, but the point is, overall, as the technology increases, that's one of the areas that's likely to be impacted the most.
Yeah, quite right. I mean, AI's influence extends beyond just customer service. How do we see AI impacting other sectors? One speaks about digital advertising and software development, for instance. Could you share some examples of its transformative effects in some areas?
Yeah, so software development is perhaps the most interesting one. So, and it was a surprise to a lot of people that software engineers across all of the professions have seen the highest take-up of AI. In other words, the use cases for AI have been highest. And this means either augmentation of the work or automation. Or in other words, and automation is the worst one because it means replacement. Now, another interesting fact here is when you look at the income distribution, the lower-end jobs across the board, not just in software engineering, are the least likely to be displaced, and also the higher-end jobs, so the ultra-high, so PhD-level, MSc-type skill sets, those are the least likely at the moment, whereas the ones in the middle are the ones that are being most impacted, with software development, engineering, data science being the most impacted. Now, the specific type of impact is then what's interesting. And the implications for South Africa are also a bit paradoxical, because in our case, while software engineering is likely to be impacted, we also have a skills shortage, right, within software engineering. So for us, it could mean that we actually meet the deficit that we've been worrying about over the last few years around skills shortage through AI. But on the other hand, is that if an economy like ours is to adopt and embrace AI, what it means is that it's the likes of software engineers, data scientists that have to actually deploy these across the different sectors and businesses. But what it would mean is that the nature of the skill sets need to change. So where software engineers used to focus on just developing systems and databases, what a database means today in the AI world is very different. You now need to think about vector databases and semantic search, whereas in the past you just were dealing with SQL. So there are several things that would need to change for the skills to become AI ready or future proof and not withstand this disruption.
Mr. Malondla, as AI increasingly automates customer interactions, I want to expand a bit on this a bit more. What role do you believe human expertise will continue to play, especially in maintaining high-quality customer service? And also to take it a bit further, how can businesses then strike the right balance?
Yeah, that's actually a brilliant question. So the way we see it, right, is that, in fact, so at Differential, so we use AI across the board now. We see AI as another member of the team, right? So there are certain things in a team that some members are good at and some members are bad at, right? And there are therefore certain things that AI excels at remarkably. And these are routine tasks, simple tasks, and so on, and that those that only humans can really do. So now let's look at customer services specifically.
Yeah.
If you're interacting with, you know, if your purpose of interaction is just to retrieve basic information, maybe customer account information, a chatbot can easily do that. But suppose, for instance, in the insurance sector, you are trying to claim on a funeral policy, the last thing you would want to do is to speak with an automated agent. Right? That's clearly a bad move. So ultimately, here the role is for business leaders to think carefully about what it is they do and the areas where AI is likely to do better and worse at. Regardless of the path they take, though, it's still crucial to recognize the fact that these still need to be trained on the specific circumstances of the company. So in our case, we're operating in South Africa. We have 11 official languages. Mm. We have cultural nuances. A person or a teams of people would need to figure out those nuances and fine-tune these models to make sure that they work in the specific use case of South Africa.
It's safe to say that AI integration is now a critical component of business strategy. Musa, how do you see this impacting investor confidence and market performance as well, particularly in tech-heavy indices like the MSCI World Index?
Sure. Yeah, so that's another great point. So what many people might not realize is how invested they actually are in the MSCI world, for instance, through their pension funds. Remember, about 45% of our pension funds are generally invested offshore and so on. So now, in those names, the largest companies are generally the Magnificent Seven, the Googles, the Facebooks, the Amazons, and so on. Now, those are likely the ones that are going to be impacted in one way or the other through AI. So let's take a company like NVIDIA, which is one of the largest ones. Now, NVIDIA if any AI inference, in other words, when you use a ChatGPT, an Anthropic, Claude, any chatbot that's deployed at large scale, usually uses GPUs. GPUs are these machines that accelerate computation. So in other words, when you make a prompt to a chatbot, for you to get a quick response, it's usually via GPUs that this happens. As the demand for AI increases, what we expect to see happening is the demand for those GPUs to increase as more applications happen across the board. But it won't be a smooth ride. And we've seen this, in fact, already in January. There was a model launched in China, which is DeepSeek, and that disrupted the market in that they trained a model where in the past it used to cost about $100 million to train an industrial scale, sort of these frontier models, the ChatGPT-4s. They trained their models for about $6 million. And that cost reduction shook the market. They were thinking now, so that the confidence was that, the sentiment was that, if costs are coming down, then maybe the demand for these GPUs will reduce. But the way we've looked at it is that as the cost reduces, the cost of using and building these models, the adoption also increases because there are more use cases. You can now build better products for cheaper. And as that happens, there's only going to be an acceleration in adoption. So the point is that in the long term, it could be that, that there's greater adoption and therefore demand for these companies' products. But the part there is likely going to be a volatile one. And in our case, we're just looking at the near-term data to figure out what's happening.
Yeah. And as we wrap, there's also the questions that emerge around ethical standards and technology as well. Let's speak to this. The integration of AI into customer service strategy, it does become increasingly important. But what steps should businesses then take, Musa, to implement AI responsibly, if you will, ensuring that it enhances human decision-making without compromising ethical standards?
Yeah, so this is actually a very difficult problem. In fact, if anything, it's the one thing that could hinder the progression in AI. There are several things that one can do. So in the first instance, you want to make sure that the training data is as accurate as possible and doesn't have any biases. So, for instance, you don't want your customer service AI agent discriminating against women, right? Now, you have to make sure that your training data doesn't have those kinds of patterns. Now, the second thing is actually an innovation that has happened over the last few years is what is called retrieval augmented generation. So here is how you control bias through making sure that the responses are factual. So in other words, every prompt is given a set of rules and a set of information to make sure that the model is responding with the most accurate information to not distort the fact and so on. So there are several tools that are available, but obviously one needs to know what they are doing effectively to deploy these accurately.
Musa, thank you so much for sharing your expertise on this transformative impact of AI across industries, from customer service automation to the broader business implications. His insights have been very valuable in this discussion. It's quite clear that while AI brings tremendous opportunities, it's essential to strike this right balance between technology and human expertise as well to ensure a sustainable but also ethical growth as well. To our listeners, we do thank you for joining us for this fascinating discussion as well. As we turn our attention to our welcome to, or rather Ask Your HR segment, a very exciting segment as well, where we dive into some of the most pressing issues that employees face today. We will get into that discussion in a short while. Do stay with us.
Power Breakfast on Power 96.3.